France is just days away from electing a new president. The race is down to the final two candidates, the centrist Emmanuel Macron and the far-right Marine Le Pen. There was a fierce debate on Wednesday night, complete with accusations and counter-accusations.
L'épargne des Français,
ce n'est pas l'euro, cela. Les
L'épargne
le
des
savent.
Français est en danger. Alors, à cause de l'Europe.
À cause de votre projet, madame.
À cause de l'Europe.
À cause de votre...
Now, you don't have to have solid French to know that that was quite a battle on French national television just the other night. It was voters' last look at the two candidates together before voting on Sunday. And the world is watching. Populist nationalist movements from Poland to the United States are vying for power. And France's future in Europe could be at stake here. Even former President Barack Obama has gotten involved in this race. Here to give us a preview in these last hours before voting begins is James McCauley. He's Paris correspondent for The Washington Post. James, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what is the state of play there going into this final weekend before the polls open?
Well, so today, Friday, is the last day of campaigning, and it comes to a sort of hard stop at the end of the day. And it looks like the debate that you mention correctly as this sort of epic mudslinging contest in a country where political discourse is usually very elevated and policy-oriented has had its effect on the polls. The latest suggests that Macron gained sort of an extra 3 points, putting him around 63, and Le Pen lost a few. So it seems to have had some kind of impact in his favor in the final chapter.
Is there a sense here that France's place in Europe is at stake? And why are French voters experiencing a far-right nationalist versus a centrist candidate who represents no established party that anyone has really dealt with before?
Yeah, I mean, those are all great questions. I mean, I think, first of all, while what you say is correct in the sense that, you know, never in the history of the Fifth Republic established by Charles de Gaulle in 1958 have we seen a face-off between two candidates who do not come from any of the sort of traditional center-left or center-right parties. You know, at the same time, it's really important, I think, to comprehend how what we're seeing now isn't new. There has always been, sort of in the kind of the long durée of French history, the fundamental opposition that we are seeing extremely clearly in this race. And by that I mean you've always had this sort of secular, progressive, legal vision of the French state and sort of the French state of mind that Macron embodies this time versus the, you know, extremely nationalist, conservative, reactionary, kind of anti-revolutionary and anti-enlightenment version of France that Le Pen has sort of tapped into. While the party affiliations have changed, that sort of fundamental fault line in French history is the same, and it's sort of more pronounced this year than it has been in decades. And I think that that is a very crucial point. I mean, the sort of things that Le Pen says, you know, that goes back to the 19th century with thinkers like Charles Maurras, Maurice Barrès, the nationalists that came out in force in the Dreyfus Affair, I mean, all the way to the Vichy collaboration in the Second World War. I mean, this is really a kind of a red thread that runs back through French history that's sort of come to the fore right now.
So if that's the case with Marine Le Pen, then I wonder if French voters have an acute sense of this moment of nationalist populist politics worldwide. I mean, is that part of the French psyche here?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, which of the French psyches you're talking about. I mean, I think very much so in cities like Paris, where I am based, but, you know, less so in more rural communities across the country. I mean, it's very much the story of the United States in the 2016 election, I think. One thing that is extremely interesting to observe is that, so in 2002, 15 years ago, that is the only time before this election when the National Front qualified for the second and final round of the vote like they did this year. And so in that election, it was Marine Le Pen's father, the convicted Holocaust denier Jean-Marie Le Pen, who made the final round. And that shocked everybody beyond belief to the extent that, you know, approximately 2 million people took to the streets of France to say no. And, you know, everybody sort of came out in droves and voted against Jean-Marie Le Pen that year. I mean, he was crushed. And this year, we're not seeing the same unified opposition to Marine Le Pen. I mean, yes, there have been demonstrations, and yes, she's still trailing in the polls by something of a 20-point difference. But you know, at the same time, like there has been no sort of epic demonstration against the National Front this time.
So just 2 days to go before voting. And before we let you go, James McCauley, you described something like a 20-point lead in the polls for Emmanuel Macron. You have to ask, after the American experience, how solid is the polling in France? How good is their track record? Can you rely on a 20-point lead?
So first of all, yes. I mean, the polls in France are historically very accurate. And, you know, that's been true for decades, not just true in this particular election. And then, of course, you know, in round one, they predicted with kind of alarming accuracy the result that ended up emerging. So for French polls to be wrong by a margin of 20 points would be really astounding. And you know, we can't forget that, you know, in the final days of the U.S. election, Clinton was never pegged to be this far ahead of then candidate and now President Trump. So it is slightly a different situation, I would say.
Well, the polls have Emmanuel Macron well ahead of Marine Le Pen. The campaign ends today, a day of silence, and then a day of voting on Sunday in France. James McCauley, Paris correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks a lot, James.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.